This is Lancer Radio at LancerRadio.org, Facebook page, facebook.com/LancerRadio, and be sure you like us. And this is Over Coffee with Dot Cannon. Today I am talking with Andrew Pettit, singer and songwriter, and with Jimmy Heberling, who is a pro musician, guitarist, songwriter, singer. I'm sure I've missed something here. Jimmy, I just heard you accompanying Andrew behind a gorgeous song that he wrote called Take My Hand, and yeah. You shared some exciting news about your own music as we were going to break. Would you tell me?
Indeed. I have a soul funk band with this great female vocalist that we have a show the day before his in November. Actually, November 2nd, we're playing at Hotel Cafe, 10 p.m.
What's your band's name?
Sweetwater and the Satisfaction.
So 10 p.m.
Yeah.
And 2nd of November.
That's it. Yeah, we just started a Kickstarter campaign because we're trying to film a music video and a new EP and a couple songs. And so we're, you know, trying to make our way in the business, and it's not always easy.
I had wondered about that, and that's a question I'd like to direct to both of you. Making your way in the music business. We got Sinead O'Connor saying the music business doesn't care about people. How do you keep your feet on the ground and stay who you are and true to who you are, not let it chew you up? Andrew, what are your thoughts?
I feel like the key to keeping your feet on the ground really is, and it's very cliche, but doing what you love, you know, and that's focusing on the music for me. You know, my desire isn't to be famous. My desire is to sing and to make good music. And if that leads to fame, you know, obviously that would be, you know, really great and wonderful. But you really want to maximize, you know, what I feel God has put me on the earth to do, and that's sing. And so there is no, I feel like I'm content, you know what I mean? I want to sing, and so I sing. I want to record, I record. I want to do shows, I do shows. I'm on a radio show right now, which is exciting for me. You know, so I am really living the dream in this moment for myself. And so progression is what, you know, one always wants. But I think part of the key to keeping your feet on the ground really is being content in each moment and not be in a hurry to get some future place at a future time. Now is the moment that I'm excited about.
And what a challenge that is for most of us, too, as we rush along in our day-to-day lives.
Yeah.
Jimmy, how about for you as a working musician? How do you stay who you are?
I would agree with every sentiment he was saying. A lot of it for me is the people. If I'm working with good people, then any job can be fun. So especially if I have good music and good people, I'm a happy camper.
What's an average day like? You've been a working musician for 9 years now, day in the life of a working independent musician.
You know what? Every week is a little different. It kind of comes in waves, though. I'll do a whole bunch of studio work one week, and I'll run a whole bunch of live sound the next week, and I'll do a bunch of weddings another week, and write a bunch of charts a week after that. And every week gets real full, but I never know what the week is going to be until I get there.
I hear never a dull moment, and that you're doing what you really love to do.
Right.
What's been the best challenge that you've had with getting your music out there, Andrew?
You know, I don't even know if there's a challenge. That's so honest, because the music industry has changed in such a way that you don't need a music or a record label anymore. You know, there's the social media is just incredible. If you're able to use the Twitters and the Instagrams and the Facebooks and YouTubes, to where people are literally becoming known, famous, whatever, just by putting their own material up on those social media sites. And not only, and what's the really great thing about that is you're able to make music on your own terms. So there's no record company saying to you, you have to do A, B, or C. You are able to really make music that resonates with you. And for me, I know if it resonates with me, it's going to resonate with other people. And so to me, that there's no challenge. There's no challenge. You can take it as far as you want to go or not. You can do as much as you want to do with the music or do nothing.
I love how that has changed, too.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
What's your creative dream for the future? 5 years from now, let's assume that nothing changes. What would you love to be doing just like you're doing right now?
I would love to be self-supportive as a musician. I would love to continue to travel, to make music, to be performing. And recording, you know, I'm such a musician. Like, I really love singing. I really love singing. And so whether and it's such a creative process. So sometimes when you're in the studio, I love that, because really seeing a song come from my thoughts down to paper through my voice than on record. I mean, it's like, it's an amazing experience to have that. But then at the same time, to perform and to have people come up to you and say that what you've sung or what you've said in your song or maybe a riff that you did really touched them in a way, you know, that they hadn't felt, you know, before. So every aspect of the music is really what I love. And so, again, going back to what I said, I don't know if I see a future moment. I see what I'm doing now, which is performing, recording, and you know what I mean? And just God willing that it'll progress and continue to get larger and larger for me.
That's the ultimate way of being rich, I think, is doing what you love to do. Yeah. Jimmy, how about for you?
Yeah. Can you restate
your creative dream for 5 years from now? What would you love to be doing? And let's assume that you don't have to have the big record contract or whatever.
And don't say backing me up.
What would you love to do creatively?
Well, I'd be happy if I were still backing up in 5 years, but... I'm not going for a record deal or anything. I love making my music. And like he said, that was a great answer. You know, you can put your stuff up on the internet anytime you want. You can get an audience. If it resonates with you, it'll resonate with people. So I want to keep on making good music with good people. The next step for me will be go back to China, do some more international stuff. That was a lot of fun. I love getting paid to travel.
Ooh, yeah. Tell me about the trip real quick.
Yeah, well, I gotta go to Macau. It's kind of the Vegas of China. It's a little detached from China, but... it was crazy and a great adventure and a fun trip, and I want to do more of that.
And you did that with your band, or?
I did that with a different band, actually. They needed a guitarist, and I want to do it with my band because it would go way better.
Give me the date once more and how people get a hold of your Kickstarter campaign. October 2nd, where?
Yeah, that's right. November 2nd at Hotel Cafe. It's a Saturday night. And they can find us if you search on Kickstarter.com, Sweetwater and the Satisfaction.
Sweetwater and the Satisfaction.
Yeah, we're the first one that pops up.
And Andrew, for you, it is November 3rd.
November 3rd, Ahaya Centers for Spiritual Living in Pasadena. It starts at 11 o'clock a.m. And again, you can go to AndrewPettit.com to find out or find me on Facebook.
I'm going to want to leave enough time for us to have another song from you. So let's also mention that your website, AndrewPettit.com.
Yes.
And then for you, Jimmy, it's JimmyHeverling.com.
You got it.
And we've got Facebook pages for both of you. And we doing okay on time? Let's have one more song from you, could we?
Let's do it. This is Go Ahead. This is called You and I. This is a song I wrote with Jason Houseman. It goes like this. Stormy weather, came September, I remember you and I, and the clouds up in the sky, now I see clearly, even through the rain we did not notice, cause you always had my focus, tell me how, did we kiss goodnight, did we find it in the light? Give my heart some peace of mind. Did we go on forever till the end of time? You and I, you and I, you and I, you and I. Oh, yes, you and I. You and I, you and I, you and I. Your eyes a window, like a candle illuminates my soul on fire. Your loving takes me higher, yes I know. Your heart, your smile, your shoulder takes me higher. My one and only true desire, tell me how. Did we kiss goodnight? Did we find it in the light? My heart some peace of mind. Do we go on forever till the end of time? You and I, you and I, you and I, you and I. Giving you all of me was giving you the best of me. A deep red heart of love, a smooth sailing on the northern sea. Love feeling so good, baby, so good. It's only you and I. No, 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 no. You and I, you and I. Hey, you always had my love. It's written in the stars with you and I. You and I, tell me how. Did we kiss goodnight? Did we find it in the light? Give my heart some peace of mind. My love goes on forever to the end of time. You and I. You and I. You and I. You and I. You and I.